Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah Chen, and I'm here with Alex Rodriguez. Today, we're kicking off week 6 with episode 31, AI Operations and MLOps. Alex, we spent week 5 talking about strategy and governance, but now I'm curious, how do we actually run AI in production?
Great question, Sarah. This is where MLOps, machine learning operations, becomes critical. Think of it as DevOps for AI. While strategy gets you started, MLOps is what keeps your AI systems running reliably in the real world.
I keep hearing about cloud-native versus hybrid approaches. What's the difference, and what should enterprises focus on?
Excellent timing for this question. Cloud-native MLOps platforms like AWS SageMaker, Google Vertex AI, and Azure ML are dominating right now. We're seeing 67% adoption growth in 2025. The advantages are compelling: scalable infrastructure, managed services, and faster deployment.
What about the downsides?
The main concerns are vendor lock-in, higher costs, and less customization. Hybrid approaches give you more flexibility and cost control, but they're complex to manage. The trend is clearly toward cloud-native, because enterprises want to focus on AI outcomes, not infrastructure management.
So what does a modern MLOps pipeline actually look like?
Let me break down the key components. First, you have continuous integration and delivery for AI models. That's CI/CD adapted for machine learning. Instead of just code, you're versioning data, models, and experiments. Popular tools like Kubeflow and MLflow handle this orchestration.
How is that different from regular software deployment?
Great question. Regular software is relatively static, but AI models need continuous retraining as data changes. Your MLOps pipeline must handle model versioning, automated testing, and gradual rollouts. Mirantis just published research in September showing that proper model lifecycle management reduces deployment failures by 80%.
That's huge! What about monitoring? I imagine AI systems need different monitoring than traditional applications.
Absolutely. You're monitoring for model drift, when your model's performance degrades because real-world data changes. You need performance metrics, accuracy monitoring, and bias detection. The Boston Institute of Analytics reported this week that companies with robust AI monitoring catch performance issues 3 times faster.
Speaking of recent updates, what's new in the MLOps platform space?
September has been big for platform updates. Hugging Face announced new deployment optimizations that reduce inference latency by 40%. Google enhanced Vertex AI with better multi-model management. And we're seeing significant improvements in automated retraining capabilities across all major platforms.
Now I'm curious about individual users. While we're talking about enterprise MLOps, what about personal AI adoption? What are the trends there?
Perfect transition, Sarah. The individual AI space is exploding right now. Anthropic's September Economic Index report shows that 40% of U.S. employees are using AI at work, but what's really interesting is the personal productivity revolution happening simultaneously.
What kind of personal AI tools are people actually using?
The top categories right now are AI scheduling assistants, meeting summarizers, and content creation tools. Read AI just unveiled behavior-based agents this month that adapt to your specific work patterns. Companies like Acaflow and Zapier are showing how AI assistants can manage entire workflows, not just individual tasks.
How does this connect to what we're discussing about MLOps?
It's fascinating. Individuals are essentially becoming their own MLOps managers without realizing it. When you customize ChatGPT for specific tasks or train Claude to understand your writing style, you're doing model fine-tuning. When you integrate multiple AI tools into workflows, you're building your own AI operations pipeline.
That's a great perspective. What are the current trends in personal AI adoption?
Trend Hunter's September 2025 report identifies 3 major areas: AI for education personalization, wellness optimization, and productivity enhancement. The key insight is that AI agents are moving from performing individual tasks to orchestrating complex workflows. Microsoft just released research showing that AI-powered workflows give users speed, clarity, and confidence in decision-making.
This sounds complex. How do enterprises actually get started with MLOps?
Start with the fundamentals: model versioning, automated testing, and basic monitoring. Don't try to build everything at once. The key insight from recent enterprise deployments is that successful MLOps implementations follow a maturity model. You evolve from manual processes to fully automated pipelines over time.
What about team structure? Who actually manages these MLOps systems?
That's evolving rapidly. We're seeing dedicated MLOps engineers, but also data scientists learning operation skills. The most successful teams have what I call T-shaped professionals, deep expertise in one area, but broad understanding of the entire pipeline.
Analytically, are there any lessons from personal AI adoption that enterprises can learn?
Absolutely. Individual users are incredibly pragmatic. They adopt AI tools that provide immediate value and abandon ones that don't. The enterprises can learn from this by focusing on quick wins and user-driven adoption rather than top-down mandates. The best enterprise AI implementations feel as intuitive as consumer AI tools.
Any major pitfalls to avoid?
The biggest mistake is treating MLOps as just a technology problem. It's really about culture and processes. Companies that succeed invest heavily in training, clear role definitions, and gradual adoption. Don't try to revolutionize everything overnight.
This really connects to our change management discussion from last week, doesn't it?
Exactly. MLOps success depends as much on organizational readiness as technical capability. The infrastructure serves the strategy we discussed in week 5 and requires the change management approaches from week 5.
Curious, before we wrap up, what's the outlook for individual AI adoption?
Gartner's August hype cycle identifies AI agents as the fastest advancing technology in 2025. We're seeing a shift from AI as a tool to AI as a collaborator. Sales teams are adopting AI at 139% growth rate over the next 3 years. The trend is toward purpose-driven AI that integrates seamlessly into daily workflows.
Perfect setup for a comprehensive week. Any final advice for getting started with MLOps?
Remember that MLOps is a journey, not a destination. Start small, focus on reliability over sophistication, and always connect your operational choices back to business outcomes. The best MLOps implementations are invisible to end users, but rock solid under the hood.
And for individual AI adoption,
encourage them to be pragmatic, like successful individual users. Adopt tools that provide immediate value, experiment with workflows, and don't be afraid to abandon what doesn't work. The lessons from personal AI adoption can actually inform better enterprise strategies.
Excellent foundation for week 6. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Tomorrow, we explore AI monitoring and performance optimization. How to keep your AI systems running at peak performance.
See you then. Remember, great AI strategy needs great AI operations to deliver real value, whether you're an enterprise or an individual user.
Until tomorrow, keep learning and keep building reliable AI systems.